Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. That is John Lee Hooker, as chosen by Moby. This program is on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I am guest co-host Bill Wolf.
I am Allison Stewart. Coming up, more and more producers are sending their movies straight to the internet. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. This just in, or at least a few minutes ago, Time's Person of the Year for 2007 is Russian President Vladimir Putin. Time's managing editor said the 2007 honor went to the Russian leader for, quote, extraordinary feat of leadership in taking a country that was in chaos and bringing it stability. Others in the running for the honor included Nobel Prize winner Al Gore and author J.K. Rowling. This year's honor was a return to the magazine's tradition of picking an individual rather than last year's choice of anyone creating or using content on the World Wide Web. Previous winners have also included Bono, President George W. Bush, and Amazon.com CEO and founder Jeff Bezos. The housing crisis in the United States has had a devastating ripple effect on the economy. The Federal Reserve says aggressive home mortgage lenders are largely to blame, and yesterday the Fed proposed a new bunch of rules to rein them in. The regulations would prevent lenders from selling deceptive loans to borrowers who have little to no chance of repaying them. They'd require lenders to disclose the hidden sales fees, often rolled into interest payments, and would prohibit certain kinds of advertising. The new rules don't go as far as many consumer groups had hoped, but they did win praise as a good first step to prevent a future lending crisis. Major League Baseball's collective bargaining agreement will be reopened for a third time since 2005 in an effort to incorporate recommendations from the Mitchell Report on performance-enhancing drugs in the sport. Commissioner Bud Selig and Donald Fehr head the players' union, said they agreed to begin negotiations soon after the new year. Mitchell's report calls for increased testing by a more independent group. The baseball officials will try to reach an agreement ahead of congressional hearings on the issue, scheduled to begin January 15th. So you can find all kinds of stuff on eBay. One thing you won't find, a 4,000-year-old clay tablet that may have been smuggled out of Iraq. The tablet was pulled from the eBay site just minutes before the close of an online auction. The tablet had been put up for sale on eBay's Swiss site at a listing price of about $500. It was spotted by a German archaeologist who alerted the German police, who then passed the tip along to Swiss authorities. Officials in Switzerland have launched criminal proceedings against the seller, who's been identified only as a resident of Zurich. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, guys, back to you.
Thanks, Rachel.